If God has set you free, yes, Lord, don't you allow anything to keep you bound. If God has set you free, we bless you, Lord. We thank God. Amen. Once again, we bless the Lord. Thank God for my wife and bless her for life, health, and strength. We thank God for all of you. Amen. Because without you, there will be no church. So can you give yourself a hand praise? The pastor don't make the church. It takes the sum of the parts to make the whole. So we just bless the Lord. We thank God for all of you. Amen. And for the willingness to serve the Lord. Can we say thank you, Jesus? I'm going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading this morning, which will be coming from the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 51, and we'll conclude with the first verse of Acts, chapter 8. Amen. Acts, chapter 7, starting with verse 51, and we will conclude with the first verse of chapter 8. Amen. Do we all have it? Can we say amen?
Amen.
And for those who do not have it, we know that it is on the screen. Amen. As I was praying in preparation this morning, you know, the Lord laid it on my heart. So many of us, God has forgiven us. Amen. We came to God the right way. God has forgiven us. But we are allowing the devil and other people to keep us back. God has forgiven us. You know, we all are human and we all make mistakes. But don't stay there. Amen. You might have made a mistake, but the slide said, I used to live there. That was my past.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I don't live there anymore. So if God has set you free this morning, don't you allow an individual? Amen. Don't you allow the devil? Don't you allow anyone to keep you bound? Amen.
Amen.
Verse 51 reads, this is when Peter was preaching, when Stephen was preaching, amen, to the Jews because of the hardness of their heart. Amen. A lot of times we think it's hard for you to preach, you gotta be a preacher. But Stephen was a deacon, which means he was just a servant of the Lord. Amen. But he was preaching the word of God. Verse 51 reads, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist. Don't resist. Let God be real in your life. As your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he being full of, yes, Lord. You might have some difficulties. You might be going through something, but stay full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And this time, he's being attacked, but the scripture says he was full of the Holy Ghost. Anybody got the Holy Ghost, give God a wave.
Yes,
Lord, keep focused on what's going on with me right around here. He looked right at And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, now Lord, just receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, may not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Verse 1 of chapter 8 read, and Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all standing abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, thank you for the word of God. For in the word of God we find a hiding place. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that in a time of trouble we can run into your name, for your name is a strong tower. Lord, you're able to help. Lord, you're able to deliver. Lord, you're able to set free. Now, Lord, as we stand today in thy presence, we ask you to search every heart. Lord, search every mind. Lord, and we ask you to send a word of anointing to be in need according to your riches and glory. Lord, we realize today that it's not by might. Lord, it's not by power. Lord, but today we overcome by thy spirit. Lord, so send a spirit of anointing to loose the captive of mind. Lord, send a spirit of anointing to set the captives free. Lord, send a spirit of anointing to heal the brokenhearted. Lord, send a spirit of anointing to open the eyes of the blind. Lord, send an anointing in the name of Jesus to open the ears that have been closed. Lord, send an anointing in the name of Jesus. Lord, God, so that your people can have a mind to praise you. Lord, so they can have a mind in the name of Jesus. Just as we did all those things which are behind, but a mind to press forward. Now, Lord, send your anointing. And for this, we thank you in the church name, in Jesus' name. Amen. It's something about having God on your side in the middle of trouble.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. It's something about God. And what I like about God, you know, many times we have a dependency on people. But how many know people have to leave? You know, I remember growing up down south, we used to sing one of those songs that God promised never to leave us. He promised never to leave us alone. But one portion of the song said, one day your mother's going to leave you. But God promised never to leave you alone. And in 2000, I lost my mom, hallelujah, but I can tell you that God has still stood by me. And then another portion of the service song said, you may leave your father, lose your father. Amen, but God promised never to leave you, never to leave you alone. How many have lost some loved ones? Hallelujah. Well, what I like about God is he promised he'll never leave us. Amen. See, that's the difference between being in God and being out of God. When you're in God, God just takes you into his book, which is Abraham's book, which is paradise. Everybody else go and die and feel the sting of death. Lord, but when you know the Lord, you don't die, you fall asleep. Amen. And then you're able to look at death and say, oh, death. Oh, death. Hallelujah, for the sting of death is of us have made mistakes, but we're still living in the mistake. And God has forgiven us. Everybody living makes a mistake, but God will forgive you. Romans 8:1 reads, "There is therefore now." Right, pull that up for me for a second. I didn't give it to you. Pull it up. Romans 8:1. Let me come back and read to this. We made mistakes. I fell short. I didn't plan on doing it, but Lord, I messed up. Hallelujah. But I had a mind to come to Jesus, and He's able to fix it. He said, "There is therefore." Stop right there. There is therefore when? Now. What are you doing back there when God has set you free? Why are you worried about all the stuff you did in the past when you were right? Look at somebody and say, "I'm getting there." Come on, look at somebody and say, "I'm getting there." Yes, I'm being messed up in the past, but glory to God for now. Look what God has done for me. I said, look how God has set me free here. You know, people, man, that's how people are. And even that old devil, always bringing up your past, always getting you to reflect back on how you messed up, but say, that was there, but this is. Come on, this is. Hallelujah. I messed up, but this is. I may not say yesterday that was there, but today this is. That is there for now. No. Yes, God. There's there for now. Devil, you can forgive it. Maybe you might have got some problems with me. That was. But this is. There's there for now. No condemnation to them who are in. I might have messed up. Then, well, look at somebody say, "I'm here now." If you're in Christ, don't you allow the devil or anybody else to make you feel condemned. Yes, I messed up. Amen. But I'm talking about. Yes, Lord. Amen. Somebody said, "I don't know what you did, but I'm glad you were living on." Because I'm talking about. I could be the worst of the worst, but that was bad. We're talking about today. That was. listen, you could have messed up a million times in Christ, but there is. That's what I like about God. You know why God is so special? Because we can mess up. When we go to God, he says, I don't even remember that. And maybe some of your brothers and sisters, your family members and friends and neighbors might remember. God says, but your sins and your iniquities, I don't remember them anymore. You came to me, don't come with contempt and shame. Hallelujah. Amen. He who the Son has set free. So don't come here all bound up in the spirit. Now, what the devil, now, how condemnation, you want to know how condemnation works? That's how condemnation works. Because as long as you walk in the flesh, you feel condemnation. So in the flesh, when I look at you, I get all angry. Get out of the flesh.
Yes.
For that flesh will keep you under condemnation. But if I walk in the, I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And because I'm walking in the fear, I have a song. Yes, Lord, and the angels cannot sing. I know things, hallelujah, that the devil cannot pay, because he has set me
free.
All right. Might have come in one way. God, you know what I'm so glad about God? When God looks at us, everybody else be judging, like, somebody's in your head too big, somebody puts in your head, got no hair on it. People be looking at you be judging all that external stuff. You don't talk right, you don't look right, you don't walk right, all that other stuff. But what I like about God is that I ain't looking at nothing of you outside. At your
heart.
Yes. The flesh is judging everything on the outside. God said, I'm looking at your
heart.
And I'm going to render unto you according to your heart's desire. That's why the Bible says, if you just delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you. The devil, when you came to church, tried to take your delight. Get back in God. Amen. There's some stuff I've been praying about. I ain't told nobody. Because it's between me and God.
Yes, Lord.
Acts chapter 7. Can I just give you all a message anyway? I already preached that for a minute. Didn't even attend to it. Our message is God won't hold your. If we could ever. The scripture says that when they were stoning Stephen, verse 58 says, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was
Saul.
So the very first martyr who was right there consenting, Saul. Somebody said, he can't be no good. He stoned a righteous man. Well, how about if we just follow what Stephen did in the midst of his anguish, in the midst of his pain? How many know that Stephen was all alone? But I heard Paul say, all men forsook me, but the Lord stood by me. I'm telling you, you got to get a relationship with God. When your relationship with God is right, when everybody else has left you alone, Jesus said, even Jesus said, I'm not alone because my Father is with me.
Yes.
So all men forsook Paul. He remembered the time when he was stoned at Stephen. You know, sometimes God can bring you like a flashback. Saul, remember, stoned Stephen before he became Paul. I'm sure when they start talking to Paul about all the stuff he did, Paul talked to him and says, now, can I remind you of something? That's when I was Saul. But God has done something new in my life. I am no longer Saul, now I am Paul. So Saul, they said, wait a minute. You talking about, he said, that thing died in the water. But that thing got baptized in Jesus' name, Saul was gone. And he came up and what kind of preacher? So God said to me, Saul, you're so bad, I can't even let you keep your name. You know, that's a bad thing. God says, I can't let you keep that name. Because every time they say Saul, they're going to remember all of your. I like God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody else might be calling me David. I don't know what God calls me. But I know he ain't calling me when he called me before I went in the water. Because when I came up here. I wasn't trying to develop that, but then I didn't take no time on it. But Saul went. He said, oh, man, for so many, remember how when he was there singing to the death of Stephen, everybody had forsaken Stephen. But how do you know the Lord? He's still alive. Well, how do you know? Well, he didn't see a regular vision. He saw a heavenly vision. Receive a sinner right now? Yes, because he don't owe you a little. Lord, I might be walking in there, man, but just stop me in my trap. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly, that's the kind of God we serve. We got to work on it for a long time, but when God gets involved, he does it. Suddenly, there came that man about him a light. You know what God said? You know what? I'm going to get your attention, but I can't do it from earth because that's where everybody else is. He said, but I'm going to get your attention. I'm going to get it from. I like God to speak to me from heaven. You know, if he did anything else, so being a Hebrew, the Hebrew, none of the Jewish religion, it would not have had the effect. So when God needs to reach us, he reaches us within the culture of what we are familiar with. God's not going to try to reach you outside of what you're familiar with, because you're going to look at it and say, that don't mean nothing to me. Right? When he got Moses, Moses was on the backside of the desert. Now remember, Moses grew up in Egypt, and Moses was familiar with the arts and magic, right? So when God had to get Moses' attention, he had to get him with the arts and magic. That's how God is. When he needs to get your attention, he's not going to get your attention like he gets my attention, because God knows how to work our situation out. So when he got Moses' attention, Moses saw a burning bush, but it caught Moses' curiosity. So wait a minute. The last time I saw that, I was in Egypt. This bush is burning, but is not being consumed. Right? So Moses walks up to the bush, and the Lord said, Moses, stop. He said, take off your shoes. I just got your attention. The place where you're standing on is. Come on, the place where you're standing is. What's holding now? God is there, and he meets you in the midst of your situation. Because our background cultures are all different. Amen. So he's not going to get my attention like he would get James Jordan's attention. Right? Because James Jordan didn't grow up in Africa. He didn't grow up in America. He grew up in Africa. You know, he might get a little messed up. He might be a little messed up. So God said, I can't be messing with all this American stuff. Or James, oh, look at that. That don't mean nothing to me. This is how God is, right? So God said, I can't give you something that you're not familiar with. James is looking at it and saying, that's just for Americans. Before we got Americanized. We go back then for a minute. Then we come up to now. So when God has to get James' attention, I'm sure in James' own personal testimony, he will let you know. God did not give his attention based on any American culture. He got it based on the African culture, because that's what James was familiar with. Well, that's how God works in our lives. He don't bring in something extemporaneous that you don't understand. Because you'll look at it and you'll keep on going. But God gets your attention with something that you understand. So he gets Saul's attention. Amen. And the scripture says, he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, there's a whole lot of that I can't say that either. Yeah, but y'all be here all day. But just a little, can I get a little tidbit? And I ain't on no time, so I ain't gonna make me go yet. I got 10 minutes to get on regular time. After that, I don't know, on Sunday, maybe you can double time and a half. But right now, I'm just gonna stay long, so y'all ain't gonna pay me no extra. All right, y'all with me? You ain't gonna pay me extra. When Saul grew up a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Yeah. Follow me, right? So the Hebrews believed, Deuteronomy 6:4, behold, Israel, the Lord our God is. Right. So Saul is a Hebrew. He's speaking to God as a Hebrew, but he ain't not yet been converted. So when he's talking to the Lord, he's talking to the Lord God. So wait a minute. He said, who He said, we all know what he's done and how much That's my past. There is a great change in me. I am so happy and I am so free since the Lord changed me. But God, how do you know when God calls you, He knows how to put everything in place and get you in order? Because we don't serve a God of disorder, but we serve a God of order. Hallelujah. Now, we get tired of talking because I ain't going there. No, you know what He did? God's put up sinning. If I'm sinning, y'all gonna give me every weapon you need to get you through. How do you know God won't send us somewhere to destroy us? God will never send any of us anywhere to hurt us. But God says, I'm gonna see you, I'm gonna also qualify you and equip you. So take away all the excuses, amen? But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for He is able.
Thank you.
Israel a fresh start. So he says about Saul, I want to see you somewhere where you can get cleansed up. Because God does not use a dirty vessel. In order for God to use you, you're not to be. So there's a whole lot of people running to God said, I didn't send him. There's a whole lot of people preaching God said, I didn't send him. Well, why? Because they have not yet been. They've been clean. Well, how do I get clean? I got to get. I don't have time for it. Well, when they did the tabernacle, before they could get to the tabernacle, they had to go to the poles, which was the washing. Right before they could even go into the temple, they had to be. If you read about it, I believe it's in Hebrews 8 chapter, it said this was a pattern of things to God. You can't not approach God unclean. You have to get. You have to get washed. All right, I'm going to finish here. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 8. All right, I got a lot more, but I'm going all over the place.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I'm just going to stay here. Somebody said, I've heard some strange stuff. I just teach the Word of God. Because the Word of God is not up to any proper interpretation. I can twist it and turn it and make it say what I want to say, but when on Wednesday, that is preaching the Word of God through God and deception. So I just want to be right. Hebrews 8, verse 8. Every time somebody tells you, tell you how bad you messed up, if you've confessed, the Bible says, whosoever confesses and forsaken their sin shall have mercy. I messed up, but I got it right. But whosoever covereth their sin shall not prosper. So if you confess and you got it right, God doesn't remember. I don't care how many of these, you know, how many of them, I'm telling you something. You know, sometimes saints can be the worst people in the world. Because you're trying to be used by God and everybody asks you, I remember what you did way back in 1920. Who was born in 1920? I think about it. Everybody can believe what you did way back in 1920. God doesn't remember it, so why do you remember it? Why are you bringing up somebody's past where God has forgiven them? Well, verse 80, for finding their problems, God found fault with them. He said, behold, the days come, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. If he didn't make a new covenant, us Gentiles wouldn't be saved. So all the women saved is still a new. How many know a covenant is a binding agreement? A binding agreement. So you can do whatever you want. God said, I can't change because it's bound by the agreement. A new covenant. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. Because they continue not it. Now God never breaks the covenant. We have to break the covenant, and I'll go over there in a few minutes. Alright, I'll try to go in a few minutes. Alright. Verse 10 said, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my mouth in there. My laws in their mind and write them in their heart. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me. Because I'm not remembering what they did. Hallelujah. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother saying, know the Lord, for all, you know, all know. He's going to have to be taught from the The Bible talks about his mercy endureth. not with you. Because his mercy endureth forever. Be merciful to their righteousness and their sin. And their iniquities will I. God said he's not going to remember how. God says he will not hold your past against you if you get it. And we're told in Jeremiah chapter 3, starting with verse 13. All right, y'all had about 10 Bible classes in the Bible. All right, so I know I'm giving y'all a lot to deal with, right? So my challenge is going to prove me wrong. Well, how are you going to prove me wrong through the Word of God? Because I'm going to talk to a lot of people, but everybody don't understand. The Bible says, only he to whom the Lord chooses to reveal it will they understand. So you can't go to someone that don't have the revelation and try to get a revelation. All right, that's right. Right, verse 13 reads, only acknowledging thine, God says just acknowledge if you messed up. If you want to be forgiven by God, acknowledge if you what? Messed up. That thou hast transgressed against, you got to do what? Acknowledge it. Right? You can't just have in your mind, say, that's good enough. God says you got to acknowledge that you messed up. You got to acknowledge it. Iniquity and transgression. And as scattered thy ways to strangers under every green tree that was there practicing idolatry. And ye have not. But you gotta do what? Acknowledge it. Think God can help you. And he said, verse 14 says, turn. God said, maybe you drifted away. He said, but come back. I am your Father. Why? How you know? He said, oh, backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am. That's the covenant. That's the covenant. Somebody said, I mess up so bad, Pastor. I'm the worst of the worst. If you acknowledge your sins, acknowledge your iniquities, acknowledge your transgression, and then come back to God, God said, I'm still. God said, you can divorce me, but I will never divorce you. Because of the a covenant is a binding agreement and nobody can break it. Alright, that's good. Y'all say, you know, everybody said, today I've heard some strange stuff.
Glory to God.
I heard some stuff that I had never heard before.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Because God had never told me to preach it before. He told me to preach it. That's why you heard it today. And I didn't preach a lot of this before. But how many of us need to be led by the Spirit of God? The covenant is an agreement with God. God says, I have a new covenant. Your sins and your iniquities. He said, I don't remember them. Therefore, I'm always forever bound, obligated to help the backslider and to help themselves. Today is about you right before God as the elders and the ministers come forward. Even when you leave today, tomorrow, when somebody tries to bring up your past, remember that God will not hold your past against you and other gifts.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Somebody